be seated. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I want to lift up a few joys and concerns that have been shared with us in our book. As I said earlier, a true joy, we want to give thanks for Lisa Delp and for her service and ministry among us. May God continue to bless her in retirement. And a few concerns to lift up. Please be thinking and sharing your prayers with Barb and Don Fretz, who are home today with COVID, but apparently doing well. So we keep Barb and Don in our prayers. We also want to lift up recent prayer shawl recipients. As you know, this is a wonderful ministry of our church. Shawls are created by our knitters and are shared with people near and far who are in need of a tangible reminder of God's care and love being wrapped around them. So we want to keep in our prayers Audrey from Harleysville, Deirdre from Harleysville, Cindy from Allentown, and Mary Lou from Telford. So keep those four in your prayers as we go forward through the week. Of course, we all come to this time of prayer with our own joys and concerns on our hearts and minds. So I want to invite you to bring those people, those situations, those faces to mind now as we lift our prayers up to God. Let us pray. Loving God, just like Bartimaeus, we too cry out, "Have mercy on us." Have mercy upon us, O God, when we cannot see how we will make it. Have mercy upon us when we are sick and cannot get well. Have mercy upon us when we are suffering and grief and hurt hardens our hearts. Have mercy upon us when it is difficult for us to love, to heal, and to forgive. Have mercy upon us when we are misunderstood or forgotten. God, it is a choice to come to you in prayer, to throw off our cloaks of pride and protection, and to ask you for what we need. It is a choice to bring all of our joys and concerns, all of our heartaches and celebrations, all of our worries and cares, and lay them before you. It is a choice to surrender that which we carry and allow you to bear the load. So we come to you today, O God, just like Bartimaeus, who sat on the side of the road to Jericho, knowing that you love us and have not forgotten our needs. God, we ask that you be with us and with those for whom we pray this day. We give thanks for Lisa and her ministry among us. And God, we lift up Barb and Don and pray that your healing presence might be within them and between them, that they may be feeling better each new day and that they may experience full healing. God, we ask that you continue to surround Audrey, Deirdre, Cindy, and Mary Lou. May the prayer shawls that they received be concrete, tangible reminders of your warmth, your love, and your comforting presence. God, we take time now to lift up the prayers on our hearts as we pray silently to you. Lord, hear our prayers. Make us confident that your promise to be with us is true. Confident that you are greater than the trials we face. Confident that we are secure in the palm of your hand. God, as we face the days ahead and as we make our way closer to the cross, fix our eyes on you and where you are working in our midst. May we observe your goodness and mercy in our world, not choosing to remain blind to the hurt and injustice, but instead choosing, above all, to see with our hearts and to embrace your vision of hope wherever we go. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. now have an opportunity to give back to God some of what God has given to us. So I invite you to receive this morning's offering.
O gracious, wondrous God, sometimes our prayers come in the form of words. Sometimes they come in the form of actions. And sometimes our prayers come in the form of gifts. God, you hear them all, you see them all, you receive them all. Bless these gifts and our lives to your realm, and we pray it in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen and reigning Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
I did promise, you can be seated. I did promise that we would be honoring Lisa a bit, so I'm going to invite her to come forward. I know, she just made a face at me. I knew it was coming. I'm also going to invite our council president and vice president, Mark Bruin and Deb Dayton, to come forward so Lisa's not standing up here by herself, which will make her very happy. This is what happens when you work at a church, Lisa. Come on up. I just wanted to say a few words about Lisa, and then I'm going to pass it off to Mark and Deb. I read somewhere that one key to happiness is to make sure that the people who are always around you are the people who are always there for you. And after spending the better part of every weekday with Lisa for the past 8 years, right?
Seven and a half years.
Feels like eight.
Who's counting?
Who's counting? I am so grateful to say that both of those things are true for me. Lisa came to us at the perfect time for us, and I believe for her. Lisa holds a lot and has done her incredibly important work here with grace, patience, determination, skill, patience, compassion, care, patience, and has truly treated it as the ministry that it is. Lisa has been a constant presence and voice and spirit during many transitions here at St. John's. And while I know she doesn't think our ability to keep me and all of us moving forward has anything to do with her, it does. As Reverend Dale would say, she keeps our planets in orbit. Personally speaking, Lisa has been my rock. She has laughed with me, lunched with me, cried with me, problem solved with me, and helped me navigate some of the most difficult days of my ministry. She also keeps things fun. Lisa has a wealth of musical knowledge, and we can frequently be found looking up songs or lyrics or singing oldies in the office. Lisa doesn't judge, she doesn't panic, and she doesn't quit. She has truly embodied and practiced the ministry of presence, someone who is just there, helping and holding, and none of it has gone unnoticed or unappreciated. I am so grateful to have her as a colleague and friend, and so grateful that she chose to serve God and God's people here with us at St. John's.
Lisa, on behalf of St. John's, I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to us. For almost 8 years, you have provided a solid backbone for almost everything we do at St. John's, providing a welcoming voice and face to the outside world in the office, handling and coordinating the multitude of requests, keeping all of council and staff straight and up to date, and helping with all of the administrative tasks you've performed has been invaluable. I personally will miss all the calls and emails for things I needed to be aware of or handle. Without your help, I know I would have missed many activities or deadlines I had forgotten. Most of all, I will miss your smiling face when I walk into the office. We at St. John's want to wish you the best of luck in your retirement and hope we will still see you around at our events. I think there is even an open spot in St. John's and Friends Choir if you miss us. Thank you, Lisa.
And as a token of the congregation's gratitude to you, there was a little collection taken up. So I'd like to present you with this. And again, just really excited for you in this new chapter of your life. Enjoy.
And taking up a collection or really doing anything at St. John's without Lisa knowing is a reason for us to give ourselves a round of applause. But I do want to thank each and every person who has helped to sort of coordinate this and invite everyone downstairs to a reception following our benediction and postlude so we can continue to celebrate Lisa. And because it's St. Patrick's Day, wish you luck, right? All right, thank you.
So following the service, we want you to join the party downstairs because we're going to be celebrating Lisa and we would love for you to join us. And oh, by the way, this is late breaking news. Andrew Paulson just told me he was that guy in the right field bleachers. If you've ever gone to a Phillies game with Andrew, he's 200% in the game. I'm just saying. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.